It included the replacement of some aprons, some taxiway replacements, upgrades in terms of aerodrome drainage, and enhancement of the navigational aids that are at the airport. So they were all what you would call standard regulatory slash safety upgrades that were required, and they were the subject of a working party or a steering group which council set up with Department for Regional Development, and we worked to prepare a case for government's consideration in respect of a further capital funding program.
Will we see the runway being extended?
No, it has absolutely nothing to do with extending the runway. The runway at the City of Derry has never been extended. The only work we ever did in terms of the runway was in terms of the runway and safety area. This project only upgrades the actual landing surface, but doesn't actually change the operational length.
Without the support from the executive, the work would have led to an additional 1.5% on the district rate for Derry ratepayers.
The council had no option but to go ahead and do the work, and we spoke to government and said we would have to look for this money retrospectively. Unless we did it, clearly the airport would not be fit for purpose. So we went ahead and completed the schedule over the last couple of years. It is now complete, and we are encouraged by Minister Murphy's decision to refer the matter to for further consideration in February monitoring round, and it would reflect his ongoing support for the facility.